10 and 11 p.m.
And welcome to Well with Anahila. It is January. We're still in January, the first month of 2021. And today we're here with Mina Narang. So Mina is the cervical screening coordinator, primary healthcare in Manukau Super Clinic. And she works at the breast screening department. She'll share with us. So she has been here before. Mina, welcome back to Well with Anahila.
Kia ora, thank you for getting back on with Wellness with Anahila. It was lovely talking to you today.
Yeah, thank you, Mina. I've just said Manukau Super Clinic breast screening. That's the section, the unit you're in.
Yes, I work in breast screening, but I'm actually a cervical screening nurse. I'm a cervical smear coordinator for County's Manukau, but I sit with breast screening, so that's correct.
Okay, great. So how was your holiday?
My holidays were good. Time, relaxing time at home. It was good.
Yeah, staycation. A lot of us did that. Staycation. Yes. Just enjoyed being at home.
Yes.
Yeah. Mina, can you remind us why is there a need to screen?
Sure. So cervical cancer is the only cancer which is preventable by regular smears. So this cancer is a cancer of cervix. Cervix is the lower part of woman's womb. A womb is an area where a baby comes out when the woman is pregnant. So this is the cancer of the womb. So by doing a regular smear or cervical screening, we can prevent cervical cancer by 90%.
That's a high. That's a very high percentage.
It is, yes.
And of the eligible women who do screening, what's the percentage of screening for
So in County's Manukau, we are sitting at around 65% for Pacific women, around 58% for Maori women, and around 60% for Asian women. So we still have a long way to go. The national target is 80%. To achieve 80%, and you know, to encourage 80% women to have smears, but we still a long way to go.
So what's the number for non-Pacific, non-Maori, Asian? What's the percentage?
They are around 80%, 79 to 80%.
So they're 79.
For others and Europeans,
In your experience, can you talk about one of the things that one of the barriers, or what have you found that what are the barriers for Pacific, Maori, and Asian women to come for a cervical screening?
I've done a little research with Maori women and Pacific women to find out what's the reason that they don't come forward for their cervical screening. So the major is a cost barrier. Second is shyness, embarrassment to come forward for smear tests. So they are shy, they are embarrassed to have one. And also this lack of knowledge, education, why they need smear tests. Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of cost, what do you mean by cost?
So they, unlike any other screening test, when a person goes to their GP, they might get charged for the smear test.
Okay.
So the cost varies from GP to GP. It could be from $5 to, you know, $70, $80, depending on where they go for their screening.
Okay, for someone to be referred for screening, do they have to be referred by their GP or family doctor?
No, so every woman who is aged 25 to 70, who's ever had smears done, needs to have regular smears. So the GP would recall a woman to come forward for the smear test. They normally send 3 to 4 reminders to a woman. And then if the woman doesn't have the smears done in those 3-4 reminders, and if they've got history of abnormal smear, then those women get referred to Manukau Super Clinic if you're living in County's Manukau area. And then my team would recall those women and try and find out what's the reason the woman is not coming forward. Mm-hmm. And then we try and solve those problems by doing a free smears or by providing them transportation or basically just having a discussion and getting them relief that it's important and why they need smears.
Are you able to share your research about what you found?
Yeah, so we spoke to 50 Maori women and 50 Pacific women and just to try and find out what the reasons that they are not coming forward for smears or what can we do to improve their ability to have smears. Mm. The main reason the patients that the woman mentioned was lack of knowledge. Mm. Embarrassment, especially for Maori and Pacific, embarrassment to come forward or shy, or the previous bad experience, if they've had bad experience last time, then they don't come forward. Mm-hmm. So these were the three main ones, and the other reasons were childcare or after our kids. So if you've got little kids at home, there's no one to look after kids, so moms or women can't come for the smears, or the doctor closes early if they're working or they're looking after kids during daytime. They find it hard to find a time to come forward for screening. So opening hours of the GP practices.
Oh, thank you, Mina. Did they give a solution? Did you ask them if they had a solution to some of the barriers? The women that you interviewed, did they provide a solution to what they identified as a barrier?
Yes, so they suggested free smears for everyone. Mm. Second is maybe the opening hours, that we should have more clinics during after hours or during evenings on Saturdays. So women can leave their kids with a partner or with somebody else or childcare and come forward for the smears.
Okay. And is that do you consider those, especially the after hours suggestion?
Yes. So in Manuka Super Clinic, we do at least one Friday evening session a month, one Thursday session a month, one Tuesday session per month, and a Saturday clinic per month. So these are the fixed clinics, plus we do extra clinics depending on each area. We go to different areas like Mangere, Otara, Manuka Super Clinic. I'm just talking about counties Manukau. I do regular smear clinics in Manukau, Mangere, Otara, Botany. They are fixed clinics, plus we go to different marais and provide smears.
Okay. Has there been a lot of uptake?
Yes. So we get good success rate in Manukau Super Clinic. Mm. We get good success rate at Tapakura Marae. Response is not too good in Otara. Mm-hmm. We are trying different ways to encourage those women to come forward.
So you're at Tapakura Marae. Is that working?
It is working, yes.
Yeah.
I am back there on 9th and 10th of February alongside breast screening. So we are going to do a big breast and cervical screening together on 9th and 10th of February.
9th and 10th, at what time?
So I am there between 8:30 to 3:30.
8:30 a.m. to 3:30. And why do you think it's working in Papakura Marae?
I think the medical center staff is really good. Mm. They encourage women to come forward, and they know them. So they say, you know, it's somebody from outside who's coming to do smears.
Mm.
And that's encouraging women to come forward for the smears.
Okay, and you're currently working on Otara, increasing the numbers in Otara?
Yes, because we are finding that people living in Otara are not coming forward. Mm. So we are trying different ways to encourage those women to come forward for the clinic.
Do you have and you know how you're spending 2 days at Papakura Marae? Is there a set date already set for Otara?
Every fortnightly on Tuesdays.
And what are the hours?
So in Otara we do 8:30 to 12:30.
8:30 a.m. to 12:30. And where is it held?
It's 112 Bates Road, Otara.
112 Bates Road, Otara.
So County's Manukau has an office in Otara.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a clinic there. And also fortnightly on Wednesday, we do clinic in Mangere.
Oh, so
and that's...
Yeah. Can you just give us the dates when you say fortnightly in Otara? When does it fortnight
so
start?
So today is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So today is 26th of
okay,
so, January. So
yeah.
We are there today.
Okay. And Wednesday, which Wednesday for Mangere?
27th of January.
Mm.
Fortnightly from 27th of January on in Mangere.
Okay.
From 8 to 1.
8 a.m. to 1. And
1
where is the one in Mangere?
10 Warden Place, Mangere.
10 Warden Place. Okay,
yes.
Great. That's good. Now, Mina, are you finding less or more cases of cervical cancer due to screening?
Actually, we don't... So if you do regular smears, then... we can prevent cervical cancer. To be honest, I'm not finding many cervical cancer patients, but I am finding some abnormal results.
Abnormal.
And then if we treat the woman on timely basis, we can prevent her from getting cancer.
Okay, so screening, if they screen early, you identify an abnormal result, and then you treat that early.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it, ladies. If we find a problem earlier, then obviously we will get the help earlier. Yeah, so what are the signs and symptoms of cervical cancer, Mina?
Okay, so if a woman is having irregular bleeding, so the periods are coming more often than months a month, if they're having any spottings or bleeding after having intercourse, or if they're having any abnormal discharge, vaginal discharge, they need to see their doctor.
Okay.
This doesn't mean that they've got cancer, but this means something is not right down there.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get it checked.
All right, so if they, is it a heavy period or is it having it more often?
Or even spotting more than once,
once
for their periods.
Okay.
They shouldn't have any spottings or heavy bleeding for another 1 month.
Okay, all right. So, bleeding after intercourse, is that's also a sign
correct.
That something's
pain
not...
Pain or bleeding after intercourse.
Intercourse and abnormal discharge.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sometimes people find it hard to talk about this issue, but I think it's important that we do talk about it because if women do uptake increase screening, then we're saving more lives. Because as you have said before, Mina, 58% of Māori are screening, 65% Pacific, and is it 60 for Asian women?
Yeah, around 59 to 60% for Asian, yes.
Yeah, and the rest of the population is around 79 and 80%. So there is a need for Māori, Pacific, and Asian women to come for a screen. So what if they don't know about that? This is something that they can. Did you? We're from the women that you spoke to, Pacific and Māori and Pacific. Did they, were they aware of what cervical screening is, or did they know about cervical cancer, or how did you
so
get
these
them?
These women were, some of these women were having regular, have had smears before, so they had some knowledge, but definitely they were not well educated about cervical screening, so we spent time with each woman and explained the importance of smears, and that made a difference because I know one patient I saw, she went along and brought her sisters and her mum. So we screened 19 women from her family.
Oh, that's great.
So once I had a discussion, she went home and then brought those 19 people along with her to get screened.
Oh, that's an excellent, you might want to use her as an ambassador. I understand that the cervical screening, cervical cancer awareness is in September. Do you have any plans set for September?
Yes, we're going to do extra clinics during September and have cervical screening promotion on our billboards outside Millmore Hospital. And also have posters in different languages at libraries, medical centres, and other areas where people go gyms.
Yeah, we might have you back just at the beginning of September, so you could, you know, we can help encourage more women to take up cervical screening. Now, Mina, there's been a change in cervical screening, cervical cancer screening in November 2019. Could you talk about this? And we are. Can you talk about it? The change here.
Yes, so from 1st of November 2019, the cervical screening age has changed from 2025. So from 2019, 1st of November 2019, we screen women when they turn 25.
Okay, so from 25, when they turn 25, that's when screening starts.
They start screening.
And how...
But in saying that, if somebody's already had a smear before, they need to continue having regular smears like they were before.
Okay. So what
if somebody who's 25 has never had a smear before needs to start when they turn 25.
Okay. And are you seeing, let's just say I turn 25, how does the process start? Does my doctor ask me to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
So when you turn 25, you receive an invitation from your GP to come to have a smear, and that invitation would have information why you need smears, where you can go for smears, and who needs to have smears. And then you can decide if you want to go to family planning or your GP or any ethnic cultural group to have smears, so you can choose where you want to go.
Okay, so the first step really is from your family doctor. But I suppose for women out there who are listening, they can put that down to note for them when they turn 25 to get that done. A lot of people would be worried about... what shall I say? So at 25, I'm not sure whether we can talk about it here. Like, they've never had intercourse before. And is this something that a 25-year-old who has never had intercourse before would do?
Okay. So if you are 25, if you've never had intercourse before, then you don't need to have smears.
Okay. Okay. So that's an important message as well.
Yes.
By 25, you haven't had intercourse, then you don't need a smear. All right.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
If you're a female and you're having intercourse with a female, okay, and that female, your partner, has had intercourse with a male partner, then you need to have smears.
Okay. So if you currently have a female partner.
Yes.
And
your partner has had intercourse with a male partner, then you need to have regular smears.
Okay, both need regular smears. Oh,
yes.
That's good to know.
Yes, but if you've only had female partner before and your partner's also doesn't have any male partners, then you don't need a smear test.
Okay, so really, it's if you had intercourse with a male, then there is a need for both to have a smear test. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Can you talk about the HPV vaccine and who is best suited for?
Cool. So HPV is the human papillomavirus vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So in New Zealand, we do free vaccinations for 9 to 26 years old.
So 9 to 26 year old, it's a free vaccination?
Yes. So normally this vaccination is given at school when you turn around 12 or 13. By the nurse. If in case you miss out because you were unwell or your parents didn't sign the consent form, then you can go to your GP and have this vaccination done.
Okay.
For under 15, you need 2 vaccinations. For over 15, you need 3 vaccinations.
Okay. And do schools provide this information to students?
Yes.
Okay.
So... yeah, a consent form with the HPV information goes to parents when the child turns 12 or 30, and they have a month to read about it and send the consent form back to school. And once the parents or guardians have signed the consent form, then only the school nurse or public health nurse will vaccinate the child.
Oh, thank you, Mina. Just to remind our listeners that you're listening to Well with Anahila. And today I am having a conversation with Mina Narang. So Mina is the cervical screening coordinator in Manukau Super Clinic. So the information that we're providing is helpful to women, but in terms of where Mina is, she is in South Auckland County's Manukau District Health Board. And today we're just having another conversation about cervical screening and the need to get and the need for women to have their screening, because it actually does save lives. So Mina, when you spoke about having an outreach out in Papakura Marae, and that's working well, you have Mangere and Otara also booked. Can you talk to us about who comes along to these sessions? How do they find out, and do they help spread the message as well?
Yes, so there's different ways of getting people to these clinics. One way is by advertising at the GP practices, libraries, and town centres. Mm-hmm. So people read the advertisement and they come, walk in for the clinic. One is this way. Second is we get the overdue list from GP practices. Mm-hmm. And then my team calls the patient or do home visits and encourage those women to come forward for their screening.
Okay. And the women that are coming, are they, do you see any fears of, have they come to the outreach before, or is it the first time, or?
Some of them normally come to our treat sometimes it's their first time, so yes. We've been doing this outreach clinic for the last 5 years.
I'm just wanting to talk about that, because it might, people who haven't come, like women who have got overdue smears might have some fears about turning up. So it'd be great to talk about that you've been going for 5 years, and obviously it's a friendly environment.
Yes.
So we can, we've got about 7 minutes to go, Mina. I know it's gone so fast. Where can women find out more about cervical cancer screening, and so, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. So if you go to Time to Screen website, this is a website from Ministry of Health. Mm. It's got all the information a woman would need.
So it's Time to Screen.
Time to Screen.
Time to Screen. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I would also like to mention one more thing. Mm-hmm. We try and do breast and cervical screening together.
Okay.
Women can come together and have both done in one go.
Oh, that's great.
And also, I'd like to add one more thing, that's bowel screening. So if you are 60, you would have received a bowel screening kit at home in the post. Mm. So please, when you receive those kits, please do your bowel and then send it for posting.
Okay. How successful is that, Mina?
It's really successful.
Okay, all right. So bowel screening for over 60s, you would have received your kit in the mail?
Yes.
And the suggestion is that they do the sample and post it.
Or drop it at lab test.
Okay, drop it off at lab test or post it. Okay, I think we need to do another session on bowel screening alone. So we will have you back to talk about bowel screening, but as we are running out of time. How do people get a hold of you, Mina?
So my number is 0800 729-729, extension 3.
Okay, 0800-729-729, extension 3. And my favourite question at the end of kōrero, talanoa, is asking people how do they keep well. So, Mina, I know that you do...
I do walking, and also recently I've started doing gardening. Refreshes me, yes.
Yeah, what are you growing in your garden?
I've got some cucumbers, I've got some capsicums and chilies, and some roses and lavender.
And have you harvested any of your veggies?
Capsicums and tomatoes.
Yeah, are they any good?
Yes, they are lovely. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So, oh, that's great. So you've always done walking for your well-being, and now you've taken up gardening. Would you recommend gardening to people who are listening?
Yes, I will recommend. It's refreshing. So, you know, after a busy day at work, I go home and do some gardening or watering my plants. It refreshes me.
That's great. Well, Mina, we're almost running out of time. It was great to hear that you had a staycation over the holidays. You stayed home, and that you're back at work now. Doing what you do. And I just want to thank you for that, because we really do need women to come out and screen. And when you do your outreach, that they can have a breast screening, cervical smear screening, both at the same time. So everyone, if you're listening, these dates are there in Papakura Marae on the 9th and the 10th of February from 8:30 to 3:30. Do go out there and get both your breast screening and your cervical smear screening, or just have a conversation with Mina. They are at the Bades Road, 112 Bades Road in Otara, beginning today, every fortnightly, and in Mangere starting tomorrow, fortnightly from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 10 Warden Place in Mangere. So there's an opportunity there. If you're listening and you know a sister, a cousin, a friend, a mum, an auntie that needs to haven't had their cervical screening or breast cancer screening, do have a conversation with them and take them along, like the woman who brought 19 women, as Mina has shared with us, to have their screening. So, Mina, any last words for today?
Take time and have smears. Life is precious.
Yeah, thank you, Mina. Yeah, life is precious. We only have the one life. And call Mina on 0800-729-729 extension 3 and have a conversation with Mina if you've got any fears. Or give me a call, Anahila, 0800-ANAHILA, 0800-ANAHILA, or send me an email at anahila@parliament.govt.nz. Well, thank you very much, Mina, for joining us once again. We'll have you back so we can talk about bowel screening and cervical cancer month in September. But for now, thank you for joining me. Enjoy. All the best for 2021.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Thank you so much. And that was Mina Narang. She's the cervical screening coordinator at Manukau Super Clinic. And you've been listening to Anahila, Labour List MP based in Papakura. Well with Anahila. Have a great week. Ka kite anō.
So chill, chilly, willy, penguin, feathered road, cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro, promethazine, yeah, stepping stone, oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong, they only killing time, another second gone, I heard your man at home, now you melatonin, but you acting young, and you hella grown.
Okay, she giving me love, but it fuck my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, sometimes we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They be the or I be the, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas.